Al Bayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Fabashsharnahu bi ghulamin halim. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين وبشرناه بإسحاق نبيا من الصالحين وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق ومن ذريتهما محسن وظالم لنفسه مبين. Verses 100 to 113 in Surah As-Saffat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to you and I the best of stories. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. In another verse, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who is the best in speech? And who is the most truthful in speech? No one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the best of stories. Secondly, the best narrator in stories, of course, with a major level, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wahi from Allah. So we can say it is next in line, yet the legislation is the same. Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not utter anything from his whim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in this specific story, there is not only many fawaid, lessons, morals that we can derive from it, but also in these ayat, there's legislation as well. Yani in Yusuf alayhi salam's story, as we know, roughly 10 to 12 pages long, there's not much legislation, meaning something we are doing yearly. But in it as a whole, of course, speaks much about Tawheed, and this is all that which occurs in the heart, and it is an obligation for us to believe in. Yet Ibrahim alayhi salam, this story of many that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to you and I, are of much benefit. Now we'll translate quickly and then we'll go ayah by ayah mentioning. Actually, let's give a quick summary first. This may be better to the E. And then we'll go ayah by ayah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, think about this. He reached the age of 86 years old, not yet being blessed with a child, but he never gave up, and we'll come to know ayah for ayah. He was asking and pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he wanted the child. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after many, many, many years, blesses him with a righteous child, Ismail. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not choose the messengers just randomly. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the legislation, the nubuwa, or the risala for the rusul, to men that are definitely worthy of this job. And Ibrahim is definitely worthy of them, and this is why he was named Khalilullah, Khalilur Rahman. So now he was blessed with this boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his wisdom, gives wahi to Ibrahim alayhi salam in his sleep. And we know the dreams of the Anbiya are legislation, a wahi. And he sees in this amazing dream that he is slaughtering his son. So the first thing he did, he goes to his son and he informs him, and then it was almost about to occur until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swap this, you could say, this sacrifice for a sheep, if you want to call it, a male sheep, something that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kabshin azim. Now this is in summary. And it was said that Ismail was roughly 15 years of age, very young boy. So this is the summary. And this on Tuesday is in fact what we implement. We implement the sacrifice, and this was what Ibrahim alayhi salam was given after he went to sacrifice his son. And also in with this, that pairs up with this, the aqaba, the throwing of the jamarat, or the jamara al-aqaba al-kubra, the shaytan was actually coming to prevent Ibrahim from doing this command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do, and he was trying to prevent him from this. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was expelling the shaytan with the stones to implement that which was an obligation upon him to do. So these two major actions that the Hujjaj will be doing on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, they will be doing, the sacrifice will be made for them, unless somebody is doing that on his own, yani with his own hands, and then also they will be throwing the jamarat, whichever order you wish to mention. Now let's have a look at the ayat. Yani I made it in summary for a reason, but in every ayat there is much virtue. We begin at the beginning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what Ibrahim alayhi salam said, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Ibrahim did not give up from dua. At 86 years of age, he never lost hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him, afwan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with a child. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Not just Rabbi habli waladan. Hab, yani al-hiba is a giving and not wanting a return in return for this. So when you give a hiba, it's a gift. Babul hiba in fiqh. But it's not getting anything in return. No one gives a gift and expects something in return. If that's the case, that is not yani truly a hiba. That comes into the transaction chapter where it's buying and selling. So he asked Allah for a righteous child. Number one, dua for a righteous child. Because it is the righteous child that will grow to benefit you when you are gone. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ إِلَّا مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. And the child can be of three, in fact, if you raise him correctly. And please, I request for every child running out there, if your child is not next to you, please get them. Because this, there's much lesson to do with the father and the son. So here, dua firstly. And we said for a righteous son, or daughter of course. And the hadith we mentioned, sadaqa jariyah, that which ilm, or something you've given, that is an ongoing charity for you. Teaching knowledge is an ongoing charity, and this can be in the child, the righteous child, that you've taught him Surah Al-Fatiha. He grows and then he teaches it to people. You not only get the ajr for teaching your child, but you get for all the children that learnt after him. And then you have this righteous child making dua for the father or the mother who have been deceased. And it is only the child that actually thinks about the parents if they are raised correctly. I know, and I'm guessing you know, many children that their parents have passed away, and unfortunately they're not even receiving one dua of their mother, of their daughter or son daily. Now, how do you think the grandchildren will make dua? I highly doubt it. Do you think the great children now will do it? Unless they've been raised a pious living, maybe. But in our day and age, you'll be lucky if you get your son and daughter to make dua for you. You'll be lucky. And unfortunately, we need the dua once we have passed. So firstly, make dua for a child and do not give up. And if Allah delays your response for 85 years or 86 years, you should still not lose hope. أَنَّ أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي فَلْيَظُنْ بِي مَا شَاءَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am what my slave thinks of me. So let him think of me as he pleases. Allah informs you that he says, ud'uni astajib lakum, and call upon me and I will answer your dua. So don't ask why the delay. Continue making dua. And in specific, if you're asking for a child, make sure you ask for a righteous child. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, and we granted him and gifted him a ghulam, a young boy, but a forbearant, a tolerant boy. So this is istijaba. This we take from this ayah, Allah's response to the dua. Allah was hearing the dua all along. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ ما يكون من نجوى من ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا. Allah, He is everything. Allah is listening to your dua. But have trust in Allah to answer your dua. He either replaced it for you, or He's either waiting for it to give to you in the Jannah, or He, by His hikmah, has delayed it for a perfect reason. Now Ismail, alhamdulillah, is living. Allah then says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. First part. When he reached the age, and let's see what it says here, in specific this age. أي صار يسعى ويمشي مع والده ويقضي معه حوائج الدنيا. ومن هنا نستدل على أن العلاقة كانت علاقة تجاذب لا تنافر بينهما. When Ismail reached the age now where he was able to walk side by side with his father, doing actions to fulfill the duties of their life, probably working with Ibrahim alayhi salam, house chores, earning a living, best friending one another. This is what the young boy should be to his father. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by a companion, "Man ahaqqu bihusni sahabati?" Who was more right, or who has more right to take my friendship and companionship? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ummuk." And then they asked, "Thumma man?" And then who? And then he said, "Sallallahu alaihi wasallam." "Thumma ummuk." And then he said, "Sallallahu alaihi wasallam" was asked, and then who? And then he said, "Thumma ummuk." And then he said, when after being asked, and then who, O Rasulullah, thumma man, qala thumma abuk. Mother, 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 and father. Not mother, 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 and then father, as people say. No, the mother has these three because she held him 9 months. Possibly breastfed him for 2 straight years. He was of her, or she was of her, came out of her, or he came out of her. She has more, yani, of this companionship, a soft mother, emotional mother, she has this. But this does not disregard and say then the father. So the father 3 times, the mother calls once, we need the father to call 3 times before I answer. No, that's not what it is. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did he differentiate when he said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And Allah had not decreed except that you worship Him alone and be dutiful to your parents. Allah did not say and be dutiful to ummak, afwan. No, to your parents. There's no differentiation. Yet this hadith is specified that the mother has, you need to be more lenient with her. She's a softer creation. As the Prophet ﷺ says, regarding the wife, she is like the rib. If you try and straighten her up, she's going to break. Imagine your mother. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon all of our mothers, living and dead. So he now reached a level where he is a companion with his father. And we'll know in these next phrases. So he has reached this level. بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. Now he says to his son, قَالِ يَا بُنَيِّ. Oh my son, indeed, I seen in my dream that I am slaughtering you. Allahu Akbar. أني أذبحك. And then he said, فانظر ماذا ترى. Ashura. Giving your son the time and day to give him some, conversate with him. فانظر ماذا ترى. Ibrahim could have just said, what's going to happen now? You're a 15-year-old boy. I'm 85, 86 years of age. Allah has given me revelation right now that I have to slaughter you. So let's go do this, Ya Ismail. He asked him, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What do you think, Ya Ismail? What do we take from this? Even though you may have the response in the home and the answer, and you have an old enough son that you can build to make decisions, and build this son to have the ability to have a say and grow as a mature man, let him have the say. He may be 8, 9 years old, but you know he's mature in that which he's about to say now. Or maybe he's going to make a mistake. But you correct him. You ask him, what do you think about this? And then just listen to what he says. Conversate with him. This is what Ibrahim alayhi salam said. He, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. So what do you think, oh Ismail? So that's what we take from there. At-tarbiyah. Raising with your child, not only being a companion with him, but get him involved. Get him involved, even though you do have the last say. This is Ibrahim alayhi salam speaking to his very young child. Now what did his son say? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Allahu Akbar. Oh my son, do what you have been commanded to do. What do we take from these many things also? How much trust? All right, he knew that the dream was a form of revelation for him, hands down. Yet he had trust in his father. He knew his father's not going to lie to him. He could know and believe that dreams of the Anbiya are revelation, but how does he know he actually seen that? But he will never doubt that. He said, إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Oh my father, do as you've been commanded. A righteous child, and this gives you the fruits of how he was raised. Now, but we'll stop here for 1 second, and somebody may say, for example, the conversating with his father, okay, and how Ibrahim was to him, and now how he is responding to him. Some people might say, but I never grew up like this. I never received this from my father. How can I have it with my son? But then we say, Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't have it with his father, did he? Did he have it? Did Ibrahim alayhi salam have this relationship as he's having with Ismail, with his father? No, he did not. When he told him, Ya Abati, Inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam yu'tika. Oh, there's been ilm that has been given to me, not to you. Oh, father, follow me. And then he continued to make da'wah to his father, saying, I fear that, ya abati inni akhafu an yamassaka 'adabun min ar-Rahman. And even in this ayah, we could have a lesson. He is speaking to his father, telling him, oh, father, I fear that punishment is going to afflict you by who? Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. He still watered down this conversation with his father because it's his father he's speaking to. You're worshipping idols. You're building idols. And I fear that Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, is going to harm you with his punishment. Softening down these words. But then we're going back to the moral. What did Ibrahim's father at the end of this conversation say? أَرَغِبٌ أَنْتَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِي لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّةً. If you do not continue doing what you're doing, I'm going to stone you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to get rid of you, expel you. Ibrahim left. So they definitely didn't have this conversation. Ibrahim and his father, Ibrahim did not learn this from his father, وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعْلَمُ. So do not say that I cannot have this relationship with my son or my daughter because my father or mother did not grant it for me. You were not built or you were not created to be ghaliz. Yes, you may have the traits of being a bit firm. Yet it doesn't necessarily mean that you've lineaged this. It's not an inheritance. It's not something you say, for example, just like the companion came to, or when the Prophet ﷺ heard, or the companion told the Prophet of Allah when he's seen an occurrence of a kissing a young boy next to him, he said, I've never kissed my children for so and so. He said, it's not my fault, to the meaning that Allah has stripped rahmah from you. This does not mean he was not born with this. Okay? if you were born in a way, or your father was away, or his forefathers was away, does not necessarily mean that that's what you are. Okay, so that's of the things we take, or that's what I wanted to mention in regarding to when he said, Ya abati, fa'al ma tu'mar. So do as you please. And then he said, Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. Iman in this child, insha'Allah. He attributed his patience to Allah automatically. He never said, you're going to see me patient. He said, insha'Allah, I'm going to be patient. So he not only said, do as you're commanded, O Father, but insha'Allah, by the will of Allah, I'm now asking Allah, as Allah says, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Allah, in this time of difficulty, is going to make me patient over this. So that was the conversation between Ibrahim and his father there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And when they both submitted, and he put him down upon his forehead. Al-istislam. This whole story can be titled submission. Al-istislam. And that's what Islam comes from. That we submit in everything we do. Zakat, al-siyam, al-salah, al-hajj, birru al-walidain, ihsan ma'al-jar, qira'at al-Qur'an, everything. And that's why actually Islam is called Islam. It could have been called ihsan, or al-iman, or something else. But usually an object or something is called by the main characteristic it holds. And Islam, everything around it is revolved around submitting. Everything. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So he now, Allah says, and when they both submitted to Allah, they both submitted. But how did he exactly go to execute this slaughter or this sacrifice? Ibrahim still, as much as he has to fulfill the command of Allah, it is very difficult at this point of time. So he actually placed Ismail alayhi salam upon his forehead on the ground so they did not look at one another. Difficult. He does not want to see his son in this situation, nor that he wants his son to look at him. Possibly the shaitan is coming and they will stop. It would deter him from doing this major event and that Allah has commanded him to do. So he placed him with his forehead down on the ground. So they cannot see one another. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. So we take from this السَّمْعُ وَالطَّعَ. Listening and obeying. That's what they both did. And wallahi, there's too many fawaid in these ayat. We just want to go and get the main concept of the whole story. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, after seeing what happened, Ibrahim asking for this son for 86 years, grants a beautiful, strong son, companion of a son, righteous son, about to slaughter him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah, a caller called out now. Ibrahim. Ibrahim, قَدَ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Ibrahim, you have succeeded. You have made truth to this ru'ya that you've seen in your dream, and indeed we will reward the good doers al-muhsinin. And we know what al-ihsan is. Al-Ihsan terminology, and it's higher than Islam. You got Islam, Iman, Ihsan, pinnacle. Definition, as Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came and taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do you know what Al-Ihsan is, O Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah wa Rasulullah a'lam, oh Allah knows best, or he asked. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't know, he said, Al-Ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Worship Allah as if you see Him. If you cannot see Him, remember Allah can see you. This is what happened. Imagine now you have somebody with great authority, and ولله المثل الأعلى. Imagine Allah is looking, or you can see Allah looking upon you. You look at the throne. And Allah has commanded you to do something. Will you say, I'm not going to do it? You look up and you see Al-Arsh of Ar-Rahman. And you see at the least the Malaika holding Al-Arsh. But you see Nur. And as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's veil is Nur upon Nur. And you know, Ya Allah, Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, the one who has created these malaika that are specific to hold the arsh, and Allah does not need them, nor does He need the arsh. Allah is above this, that suits His majesty. You will never fail to displease Allah at all. So this is why he done it, Ibrahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. He's a muhsin, no doubt. No one can implement an action like this except the one who is worshipping Allah as if he sees him. Because indeed you will be God-fearing constantly. And you will be loving and longing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin. Indeed, this was a clear trial. Al-bala'u al-mubin. Al-bala' is a calamity, a clear. Yani this was of the hardest things. And we mentioned 86 years of age. ثم رزقه رزق بإسماعيل الذي جاء بعد طويل الانتظار. Waiting so many long years for somebody like this, Ismail, to come along. وهو ولده الوحيد. Then the first child comes. فلما جاء تعب على تربيته. Imagine the tiredness he had to raise him 15 years to get him the way he was, for him to say يا أبتي فعل ما تؤمر. He would have struggled and strived for him to be at this type of tarbiyah. والأصعب من هذا الأمر أن يكون الذبح بيد أبيه الذي انتظر 86 سنة. And even more so, that's made البلاء المبين, such a great calamity and a great trial, is that he had to slaughter him with his own hand. It's another thing being commanded than getting a stranger to do this. Yet Ibrahim was commanded to do this. فهذا بلاء عظيم. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed him with the great sacrifice. And this is what we follow, as we mentioned, on the day of Eid. Allah replaced him, Ismail, with a form, a creature, or a creature that we see, whether it is a sheep or a goat, that which will be sacrificed, the cow, a camel. But he in specific, a sheep, male sheep, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something azim, and this was granted to Ibrahim alayhi salam, al-badilu al-sari' lil-birri wa-ta'a. What we take from this? Fanala Ibrahimu, or fanala Ibrahima jaiza, فورية نتيجة نجاحه في الاختبار العالي ونال إسماعيل كذلك جائزة فورية أخرى بنزول الكبش نتيجة ببر والده. This one we derive from here. If you implement a ta'a, any ta'a it may be, or you rush in speed to do a good righteous deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in fact replaced you and given you much that you do not know of. When you do good, Allah gives you good. He went to implement this sacrifice, such a severe and a hard trial, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instantly, it wasn't a wait, not to cut him one little bit, nor to keep them there for that period for much longer, straight away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or caller called Ibrahim, and it was replaced automatically. So when you do a good action, a ta'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you much. And the ajr is enough. Wallahi, you're given sadaqah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ. You give us, with $1 we say, not a habba, we're not a seed, but Allah says a seed. One seed. كَحَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Enough is the ajr from Allah. $1, you get 700 ajr. And imagine everything else that comes with it. We see so much goodness, but we constantly either deny or fail to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the little that you have. And this hadith, من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يوم فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. You wake up in the morning, only the Prophet ﷺ says, you wake up this morning, آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ, secure in his himself, his household, his family. مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ, healthy. Number two, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِ, he has only enough morsels to feed himself for that day to erect his back. It is like you possess the dunya. It is. You can have $1 trillion and be sick and it means nothing. You can have $1 trillion and be not secure, locked up in your home, scared that you'll be killed every day, means nothing. Means nothing whatsoever. Or you can have much food, but you are sick, you cannot eat it. Food means nothing. You have a little bit of food, you have health, and you're secure. You own the dunya. We are living in a masjid, we cannot hear a bomb. Nor are we worried something's going to happen out there. Alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we constantly live in security, because security is of the biggest ni'am. You can have, as I said, as much wealth as you want, as much food as you want, as much health as you want. But if you are living in a not secure land, you are living in fear, everything you have means nothing. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the least of that you have. And wallahi, we have a lot. We have a lot from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So know that which you are doing, it could be the 5 daily salawat that is keeping your security. And at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need to return that for you, because it's an obligation for you to prostrate to Him. Yeah, from His karam, from His rahmah, sins fall off you of every sajda, sins fall off you of every ruku', sins are falling off you with the wudu, and you're getting ajr, and Allah's given you security and food and much goodness in this dunya. This is Ar-Rahman, Al-Kareem, Al-Wahhab. He's the one who gives and gives and gives. And as He says, if everyone from the jinn and the ins were on one land from the beginning of creation to the end and asked Me for everything they wanted and I gave to everybody, مَا نَقَصَتْ مِنْ مُلْكِي أو مَا نَقَصَتْ, nothing would decrease. إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقِصُ الْمِقْيَطُ إِذَا أُدْخِلِ الْبَحْرِ. A pin, if it goes into the ocean and it comes up, not even a drop goes. Nothing is diminished from Allah's dominion. He is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed Him with a great sacrifice. And as I said, الْبَدِيلُ السَّرِيعُ لِلْبِرِّ وَالطَّاعَةِ, a speedy replacement for good righteous deed. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did in this story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخَرِينَ. We left for Him a favorable mention among the generations. It is a story for us to tell in this beautiful month of Dhul Hijjah, the beautiful days of Dhul Hijjah, where what you are sitting now, when you go to compare it, or when you see Yawm Al-Qiyamah, how many lessons you've sat in through the year, outside of these 10 days, it is going to be between the heavens and earth the difference. Because these are the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have been chosen to sit here. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And it is something that we speak about, and it is something we implement on the day of Eid, the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. وكذلك, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun ala Ibrahim, peace be upon Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wa salam. When we hear Ibrahim alayhi salam, we say alayhi salam, may the peace be upon him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah once again says, indeed, thus we reward the good doers, al-muhsin. And as we said, it's not just the good doer, it is the perfection in action doer, the one who does the deed as he sees Allah, but he does not see him, but he remembers Allah can see him. He does everything upon ihsan. And this is what's obliged upon you and I. Whether it is a small deed, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the small deeds, inconsistent. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, continuous and small. But do that deed perfect. Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk, why we have been created, why life and death has been created, or why we live and die, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So may trial you to see who done best indeed, because this best deed is truly what gained you the ajr, inshaAllah ta'ala. Not just the deed that Allah, khalas, salah time now, let's just get up. You see this person looks over here, this person, kids talking in the salah, looking around. Nah, that's not a good deed. Allah wants your heart there and your body to be there. But what's in here is actually more important than the outwardly look, because indeed, if this is upright, as the Prophet ﷺ says, if this is upright, everything else will follow to the meaning. Huh? When we say the Prophet ﷺ, alhamdulillah, it's good we mention English and we're not constantly mentioning Arabic. Because if we do speak in Arabic, we need to make sure we are being precise with that hadith. English, you could say the meaning. Salamun ala Ibrahim, kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. And also we take kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin, al-faraj ba'da shiddah. الفرج بعد الشدة، وهذه هي سنة الحياة، بأن العاقبة للمتقين، والنصر يأتي مع الصبر، والفرج مع الشدة أو بعد الشدة، وأن مع العسر يسرا. الله أكبر. Beautiful hadith. That's the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says. This is a hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but he's mentioned it in wording. That after a difficult time, much difficulty, there's always ease. Always. You say always? Always. Because when something gets difficult, it can only get easy. It cannot continue. Because then where's it going to stop? The Prophet ﷺ's life was like this. From when he was born without a father. Difficult. Then lived, alhamdulillah, in a nice living. With Halima al-Sa'diyah in Banu Sa'd. Nice living, upbringing. Pure. Beautiful, learning the eloquent language. Nice, fresh air. Up. It's uphill now. But then his mother passed away as he's sick, 6 years old, down. Then goes up again, alhamdulillah, he's taken care of by his grandfather. Then his grandfather passes away, down. Then his beloved wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, passes away after much goodness, down. And his uncle passed away, down. Am al-Huzn, which was called this. He went to a ta'if, expelled with rocks until he's bleeding from head to toe, down. Leaving from this situation, reciting in Salat al-Fajr, not knowing that who's listening on? The jinn. قُلْ إِنْ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوا قَالُوا أَنْصِطُوا. They believed after hearing Rasulullah's recitation. He did not know. He's coming from a major down. He's been pelted with rocks after he went seeking a backbone after his wife radiallahu anha passed away and his uncle. He thought, khalas, what's the in for me anymore? As he's praying Salat al-Fajr, inna ma'al usri yusra, indeed with difficulty comes ease, the jinn became Muslim. Allahu Akbar. So don't ever think when you're in a difficult state that there's no ease. All their brothers and sisters that are being harmed overseas, yes, they're being harmed. Much torture, dhulm, oppression. But Allah's al-Hakim, and He's the one who answered to this response when the Malaika asked, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know that which you do not know. Yes, they are going to spread much bloodshed, much corruption. And I know you are obedient slaves, O Malaika. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. The Malaika never disobey Allah. And Allah knows this. And He could have kept the Malaika, the only ones living on earth, and got rid of all human race, and not created the jinn. But then what's the purpose of life and death? And what's the purpose of Jannah and Jahannam? No purpose anymore. Allah done this from His mercy. He's testing a humankind that's made from flesh and bones. A bit of an intellect that's much more smarter than the Baha'im. But of course, if they do not believe, they are worse than the Baha'im. And then after it, there's Jannah. This is an ikhtibar for you and I. Allah chose to test us with this. Alhamdulillah. And we say, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. Alhamdulillah that we are Muslims. So we learn from this, al-faraj ba'd al-shidda, an opening. You know, when you see a crack in the wall and you see a bit of light. After this, because this building will not remain forever. Eventually, they'll replace it with something else. Or to rip open, and that's what happens. As they say, there's light at the end of the tunnel all the time. And you have to have trust in Allah. Have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's informed you that you'll be tested with wealth, health. Either lack of health or lack of soul, people around you dying. He's told you this is going to happen. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Be patient. But if you're righteous and your heart is connected to Allah at the beginning, when you get put in a situation like Ibrahim, and of course the Anbiya get tested, and of course then it goes to the most righteous and righteous and righteous, you will succeed insha'Allah ta'ala. And there's much words, wallahi, we could say with this also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, وَإِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. نَعَمْ. Indeed, he was of our believing servants. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقٍ نَبِيٍّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. More blessing from Allah. Not only did He grant him with Ismail alayhi salam, فَكَانَ مِنْ كَرَمِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَنْ رَزَقَهُ بِوَلَدٍ آخَرٍ نَتِيجَةٍ على صبره وطاعته ونجاحه بالاختبار. He also gave him Ishaq after this اختبار. He wanted a child 86 years, and guess what? He gave him one, succeeded with the test, and he blessed him with Ishaq. Who branched off of Ishaq? And we'll mention the next one. وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى إِسْحَاقِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا مُحْسِنٌ وَظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ مُبِينٌ فَبَارَكَ بِذُرِّيَّةِ إِسْمَعِيلِ. Who comes from ذُرِّيَّةِ إِسْمَعِيلِ, the lineage of Ismail? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from Ismail alayhi salam, the Prophet salawatullahi alayhi comes from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَذَلِكَ بَارَكَ فِي ذُرِّيَّةِ إِسْحَاقِ فَكَانَ مِنْهَا نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ يَعْقُوبُ وَيُوسُفُ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامُ. From Ishaq, blessed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, and we blessed him and Isaac. Who's him? Ismail. But among their descendants is the doer of good and the clearly unjust to himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ibrahim through two righteous children, through them two righteous children, offsprings of Anbiya. وَهَذَا كُلْهُ جَزَاءُنَا النَّجَاحَ فِي الْاخْتِبَارِ وَالذَّبْحِ. And number 12, or yani, there's many numbers I'll probably added and increased or decreased, that the shaytan, عصيان أكبر العدو, وهو الشيطان الذي كان يحاول منع تنفيذ مشروع الذبح حتى يسقط إبراهيم عليه السلام بالاختبار ولكنه رجمه وعصى أمره ففاز وصار خليل الرحمن. At the end of all this, we learn that the shaytan is a clear enemy to you and I. And Allah mentions this in the Quran. Do not take him as an ally. Indeed, he is a clear enemy to you and I. And that's what he continued to do there and then with Ibrahim alayhi salam, to try and prevent him from implementing what Allah has commanded him to do. But he was throwing rocks at him and he disobeyed him and obeyed Allah. Know that in this dunya, when you're commanded to do the good, you are prevented from many. Your shahwa, desire, the shaytan and the insan. Min al-jinnati wal-ins. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. You have friends around you that you may seem they're your friends, yet you tell them, يا أحمد, I'm going to do Quran. Don't worry about Quran now. Listen, let's go eat. Let's go play Oztag. Let's go play basketball down the road. You could do that later. No, you could do that later. You're like the shaytan. Exactly. And the shaytan, in fact, is harder. But we obey that which is apparent is there, and you perceive he's your friend. Really doesn't care about you. The day you die and you're in your grave, he'll probably mention you 1 week. Oh, you're so merciful to me. Alhamdulillah, took me out a couple of times, fed me a bit of times. Khalas, gone after this. He's gone. Means nothing anymore. So your righteous deeds. So do not listen to the shaytan, don't listen to your shahwa, your desire, nor listen to those people around you who ward you off the good. So this is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam with Ismail alayhi salam. This story that is implemented, as I said, on the day of Eid, where we mimic, you could say, the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the Hujjaj also do this alongside with the Jamarat, the throwing, when they say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, seven stones. يعني أحسن القصص, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. The best of stories are narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed they are. Legislation, stories, soothe the heart. يعني much lessons to be derived. And subhanallah, يعني much wording that we said. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that was good came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى, that he even gave me the ability to speak and say anything. It is all good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only Quran and Sunnah. We just deliver to the best of our ability. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who aids us through this. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he opens our heart and mind to not only listen to this, but to implement and understand this. Because this is indeed the one who really loves the Quran, or is the person that is called from Ahl al-Quran, is the one who not only listens and understands, but implements the Quran. وجزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.